All right, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and go over the little demo here. And just to answer about the whole, what was it called, the QuickTime Player or whatever? Yeah, I thought their website was just down for maintenance, but it does look like it's down indefinitely for the time being. What I'm gonna do with this demonstration, I'm gonna actually show you how to do this, and I'm gonna do it with an audio, with an instrumental that I did. I'm not gonna do the actual triggering different loops. I'm gonna trigger different loops, but it's just gonna be different sections of this song to show you how it works and how to create this. But you can make it more like Ableton, where you can just have a bunch of different loop sections. I might do that for the second demo. I'll just have to pull up some loops because I have a bunch of loops, but I really don't work with loops. But oh yeah, I forgot to reply to my message, but whatever. All right. So what I have here, I'm gonna hit space here. And that's going to be the intro to the song. So the way to do this, the way, you know, to loop the certain section is to create regions. So we're going to go ahead and set up these regions, and I'll show you how to do that. And then, like John Luca and Derek had mentioned, is they suggested we can do action markers. But I think they had suggested to do it with markers. But personally, I think the regions requires less steps. And I don't know, I just thought that it would have worked with regions, and it does work with regions. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do is I'm gonna set my time selection on bar one. I'm at bar one right now. Oh wait, one second, I have to put JAWS to go through the speakers. I forgot to do that. All right. That's a word subscription thing. Ignore that. All right. So rewind it. We should be at the beginning here. Sorry, my mouse is in the way. I'm gonna hit left. Set my selection there. Bar five. All right. So now I'm gonna do Shift R. And if I do Alt one. It says region one, bar one. I'm gonna have several regions so I can just show this. So now we should be in bar five. Okay, that's where the little hook starts. Okay, same thing, Shift R. Now we have region two. Now we're gonna jump to bar 37. All right, that should do. Bar 41. That should be region 3. Now I'm going to do 41. And now I'm going to jump to, let's see if that created. Yep, that created itself there. All right. Now I'm going to go to two more regions that I'm going to do so I can show the variation here. 65. Don't want to do that one. Yeah, I'd go ahead and do this one.
All right.
So that should be region 5. My last one, I'm going to go to bar 81. All right. I'm not sure why this keeps telling me edit. I'm not sure if, I don't know why it's doing that. Shift R. So that's. Alright, I already got those. So, the problem with regions is that we need them to loop. So, we need to create an action marker. But if you actually go to the last four bars of this instrumental where I have that as a region, and you trigger repeat on, it will repeat. It will loop indefinitely, but that's not what we want. We want to be able to control our loops. So what I'm going to do is I went to region one. I'm going to go over beat two, maybe. It doesn't matter, just right away. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to insert a marker, an action marker, and I'm going to tie it to, oh yeah, to go to region one. So let me go ahead and do that. So I wasn't thinking this through. So go to actions menu.
Step four. Actions dialog. Filter colon custom actions colon raise quick colon filter colon attack close up attack attack clear button attack find shortcut attack button attack
find shortcut.
Space actions dialog. Find key ready control dialog. Edit left left key move one. Region center related forever left right bottom right right attack repeat.
All right, so I did Alt 1 for. So I did Alt 1, and that's basically go to region 1. We're going to do an hit the applications key. Copy that ID. All right. I copied that now, and remember, I am at. Let's just go and go back. Escape here. Rewind. I'm at B2, B3, bar 1. B1, B3, bar 1, bar 1, B3. So I'm going to insert a marker with Shift M because you can name it here. I'm going to type exclamation mark, Shift 1, space, paste. And it pasted this command ID or whatever it's called. 417-61.
Attack position code edit 1.3.0. Type of attack. ID code edit 1. Type of attack. Set color button. Type of attack. Reset color button. Active attack. Okay button. Activate.
All right. We'll just leave it as this. So let me just go ahead and do the rest of them. And it's going to be the same process.
Alt 2. Region 2. Bar 5. B1. B2. B3.
And I'll tell you why I did that. A couple beats. Probably not necessary, but I do it just for.
Step 4.
Just in case here.
Action dialog. Filter code. Custom actions code. Raise quick code. Filter code edit. Type of text. Tap, close button to activate, shift tap, filter tap, close button, clear button to activate, tap, flag shortcut, tap, tap, button to activate, press space bar, space, actions dialog, flag key, ready, controller dialog, edit, left, key, move, controller, greater, type of text, alt 2, region 7, related, tap, 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 shortcuts for selected action, extend, select, list box, not selected, alt plus 2, 1, the move, dialog, tap, shortcuts for selected action, tap, tap, button, shift, shift, tap, list 1, list 2, alt plus 2, region, code, over, region 0, left, return, alt plus 3, region, code, over, region 0, react, return, region, finish, lane, left, arrow, move, alt plus 2, region, code, over, region 0, left, return, region, finish, applications, context, close after action, on double, show action, ISS, copy, selected action, command, DC, center, even, edit, list 1, list 2, alt plus 2, region, code, over, region 0, left, return, region, finish, lane, left, escape, track you.
Shift M.
Add marker dialog. Name code edit type of text.
Exclamation.
Space. Paste it from clipboard. 41762.
Now it gave us.
41762.
41762. So now we know what we can do in the next one.
Shift tab. Cancel button to activate. Shift tab. Okay button to activate. Press space bar. Enter. Track you.
So go to region 3.
All 3. Region 3 bar 37 D1.
Remember that's bar 37.
E3.
And move a couple beats over. Shift M.
Add marker dialog. Name code edit type of text.
Exclamation mark. 41766.
Three.
Now let me just go back. I'll go to region three. Just make sure it does say it. Yep, it did. Go to region four. Do the same thing. Exclamation mark 41764 this time.
Tap, position, position, tap, name, code, shift, tap, cancel, button, shift, tap, okay, button, space, tracking.
All right.
All five, region 5, bar 65, D1.
Region 5, almost done here.
E3.
Shift, M, name, code, edit, type of text. Exclamation mark, space, 41765.
Enter, edit, type of text.
And if I mess up, we'll see in a minute.
All five, region 5, D1, edit, type of text. Menu bar, escape, leave a menu bar, track you, escape, space, space, region 5. Space,
did that one?
Alt 6, region 6, bar 81.
Region 6, this is 81, the last one.
Space, 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 stop.
All right.
E3. Add marker dialog. Name, code, edit, type of text. Space, 4, 1, 7, 6, 6. Shift, shift, tap, okay, button, enter. Track you. Alt 7.
No region 7, so.
Alt 1, region 1, D1.
So as you may have noticed, I've set several regions, and my regions are in four blocks. I mean, blocks of four bars. And, I'll explain later how you can do this whole Ableton stuff, but with this now I'm going to actually jump through the playback, and I'll explain why did I put that action marker. Basically, you'll hear this. Let's hear the intro.
Region 1.
It said region 1 without me pressing anything. That is the action marker right there. So it's going to repeat it back to the intro. But, okay, so it repeated. It says region 1 again. So simply to move on, I just hit Alt 2. That's region 2. So after these four bars are up, it should go ahead and jump into the hook here that I have. And it says region 2. And I put it early on so that it gives us enough time to decide if we want to change to a different region. So I'm going to go to bar 37 after this. And that was smooth. And I'll let you listen to it. Right here is the end of it.
Region 3.
You may have heard that tail end there. You can go region 4. That's actually because that's a tail end effect of the effect. That's how it was rendered. So couldn't really control that.
Region 4.
Now we're at region 4. Let's go ahead and run to region 5. No, this is like bar 65, I believe. It has like strings and some other lead in the background. Oh, it's repeating. I forgot to go back to the hook. Region 2. Back to bar 5. Region 6. We're going to go to that after this, and that'll be the end of this. Right here, it's gonna end right there. Obviously, it's gonna keep looping. Now, I'm gonna show you something else that happens when you don't have a region. I am now at bar 13. There is no region here that I know that I remember. Just hear it. Let's go to... Boom, it just came right after that. After whatever bar, let's... Oh, okay, I wouldn't be able to do it here since this is a region. So that's pretty much it. It allows you to, as you can see, jump around the project. And how this can give you that Ableton functionality as well. If you create this in sections of four bars, these items, you can have whatever loops you want, your first four bars, then your next four bars, then the next four bars, and you could keep looping it over and over and over if you want a verse. Or, you know, for those guys that are... All right, so like for those of you who... let me see where I can go. Bar. So for those of you that play live, I mean, now you have that, you can probably just play like... Have a little keyboard here and just pretty much just improvise or whatever you want to do and transition it to your, I guess, your build-ups or whatever you want to call them, you know. But yeah, it's pretty sweet. Like I said, I might do another demo, but with actually working with Rex Loops and really messing with this, I actually attempted to get my left, the lower octave notes. I was trying to assign them to these region, the Alt 1, Alt 2, Alt 3, Alt 4, so that you can trigger these easily. So it didn't work. I was unsuccessful. I'm sure someone might be able to get that to work if it's possible, but apparently my keyboard was not sending that MIDI note message. But if anyone has a control surface, I would recommend you use that. So that when you're doing a live performance, you just basically map buttons. I mean, you can up to 40 regions, and you can start clicking those buttons just to move around. I do not have a controller, but I'm thinking of probably getting one now, like a little cheap one, $50-$60 one. I think the Korg Nano or whatever they're calling. Yeah, this will give you the Ableton scene switching stuff. I think I covered everything. I'll probably just append this message if I forgot something. Have fun.
Voice over on WhatsApp. 1. Voice message. Slide to cancel. 14.32. Voice message. 14. Slide to cancel. Voice message from +61437. Voice message from +12313423360. Message from +double tap. Voice message from +. Voice message. Slide to cancel. 14.41. Voice message. Button. Voice message. Button.